after the 12 o'clock hour. What's going on, Northern Colorado? Welcome to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. It's going to be a very busy day. Got Football Friday coming up at 1. I'm going to catch up with we're still keeping the connection with Ellison Hubbard's going to join us at 12:30. How goes his life since he entered the transfer portal? We'll talk to him and do a little NFL chat with Ellison as well. I know he's big into the National Football League. But before we do all that, Colfax, I do have breaking news that we need to get to. Well, all this chat yesterday about Air Force and Colorado State moving to the AAC or potentially moving to the AAC, they are staying in the Mountain West. Nick Bromberg of YahooSports.com put out the story a couple of hours ago. American Athletic Conference is going to have to look outside of the Mountain West Conference to add new teams. Yahoo Sports' Pete Thamel reported Friday that Air Force and Colorado State have elected to stay in the Mountain West Conference. The AAC was pursuing both schools. That report, of course, came a day after the report surfaced that Boise State and San Diego State had decided to stay in the Mountain West. So we had our program yesterday, the College Football Kickoff Show. I partner up with the fellas from the Colorado and Kevin Lytle and Chris Abshire. We discussed, hey, does Joe Parker know what the future of Boise State looks like? Because that could very much impact what this decision looks like. Because the AAC is not attractive in 4 years, 3 years. Once you move on from Houston, UCF, and Cincinnati, it's just not attractive anymore. So that conference loses a little bit of its luster. Does it lose a little bit of its money and TV power? Maybe. So that's something to evaluate and look at going forward. If Boise State perhaps had an idea that maybe they were going to go to the Big 12 or something down the road, then maybe if you're CSU, you would bounce out. You would get out of there. This move, to me, leads me to believe that maybe Joe Parker knows something about the Broncos that we don't. That maybe they have no real intentions to leave the Mountain West Conference. Maybe. Or the Big 12 might look to expand, in which reports that we had earlier this month and, well, September, because it's the 1st of October, earlier in September, were that the Big 12 had its teams, and then that was it, and CSU was not in that list. Boise State turned it down, and that's what we knew. So, interesting news. Great news for the Mountain West Conference, if you're a Mountain West Conference fan and a fan of the current rivalries that the Rams have going forward. So, that's it, at least for now. The AAC will have to continue looking to replace Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF. First Advantage text line, if you guys want to get at us today, 888-530-0043. Power to Play Sports poll question is up as well, and this stems from our conversation yesterday. Who's more of a priority for the Broncos when it comes to contract renewal? I mean, when you start winning games like this and those players start performing, you start asking questions. Okay, can we afford to lose those guys down the road? Teddy Bridgewater, Von Miller, Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton, or Melvin Gordon? I threw Melvin Gordon into that mix. Who's the most important? Who's the biggest priority right now? And looky at this. Teddy Bridgewater is getting 40% of the votes. Teddy Bridgewater's leading over Von Miller and Cortland Sutton. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Love to get your thoughts on this one. Eastside Chris. Brady, I'm so excited for the upcoming Super Bowl halftime show. Could Rock and Colfax please be allowed a segment to give us a professional background? P.S. I don't know any of the selected entertainers. However, with that many performers, will halftime be an hour and a half? Do you know who the...
I saw Snoop Dogg was one of them.
Let me search it. Let me search it here. Let me search it. Okay. Kendrick
Lamar?
Is that hip-hop?
Yeah. He's a hip-hop.
He's a hip-hop.
Yep.
Eminem, I know that name.
Big one.
Mary J. Blige is still around doing stuff?
Still going.
Snoopy Dogg. Snoopy Dogg?
I think it's just Snoop Dogg.
Dr. Dre. Licensed doctor. So how do you feel about that, Colmes? You're more of a well-rounded musical fan.
I like it.
Yeah?
I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
Is it too soon for me to start my whole I Hate Halftime Show rant, or should we let that wait?
I think we got some time to wait on that.
Okay. There we go. So your breakdown, is that your official breakdown? Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
Who's your favorite of those performers? Is it Eminem at this stage or what? Yeah,
probably Snoop Dogg.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, with that many performers, will halftime be an hour and a half? Probably. They're going to just extend this thing. Super Bowls. The game is... Sorry, I just got a text from my grandma. Sorry, just totally threw me off. Yeah, I don't really care about the Super Bowl halftime show. Even if they say my favorite band is playing it, it's just part of the stage. I am shocked about our poll question right here, though. The biggest priority for the Broncos when it comes to a long-term contract. Tim Patrick is now winning this thing. So how about that? Tim Patrick is getting 33% of the votes. Teddy Bridgewater, well, I guess it's tied. Cortland Sutton, Von Miller. Melvin Gordon's getting zero. Nobody views Melvin Gordon as a number one priority at this stage. So make sure you go to thewholeshow.com to vote. Ah, boy. 1-3 on Thursday nights, unfortunately. Jacksonville had their opportunity. They were up 14-0 at the end of the half on the one-yard line. They sneak it with Trevor Lawrence or a read option. He doesn't get it, but Trevor Lawrence he had some highlights last night.
Lawrence keeps it again. Dives, touchdown. Looked like a busted play as downfield. Pass is caught. Chenault. Lawrence is short, and the Bengals get the stop they needed.
Oh, yeah, they did. They came up with the stops they needed, and all the momentum shifted after that goal line stop by the Cincinnati Bengals overall. And the Bengals did what they needed to do. They got the game winner.
Bengals have never led tonight. Until now.
Of course.
Cincinnati wins it 24-21, and the rookie is hoisted for the second time in 4 weeks.
Am I cursed? I mean, everything looked good in this one. I'm thinking, all right, we're going to wrap September up with a .500 record. Nobody believed me that Jacksonville would win, would cover, let alone win. I felt fantastic about it. And then, of course, we get down to, it could have been 21-0, and you would have taken the life out of Cincinnati, and you go into the half up 21-0, but instead, you do another read option. They knew it was coming. Lawrence tries to sneak it up in there, and the big boys for Cincinnati just said, no way. So, bummer there. Bummed out about that one, 1-3 on the season. But my local picks are still ready to go this afternoon. You said, Chris, nice Bronco pickup to get Dave Moore. Yeah, that's a good pickup for them. They needed that pick. No doubt about it. Broncos-Ravens week. Lamar Jackson did practice today. So does that change any kind of thoughts you had on how this game's going to go? Lamar Jackson, to me, is the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. That used to be The Rock. Now it's Lamar Jackson. I don't know. I've been racking my brains about these picks this week. I think all the local matchups are very difficult. You've got CU and USC. That's a difficult matchup, even though both teams are struggling. You've got UNC going to Montana State. Montana State can run the football. Although, this defense for the UNC Bears, pretty darn good. But they do have the best rusher in the conference right now. And Isaiah Fancy, he's got 489 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns. He's averaging 122 yards per game, by far the best in the conference. Defensively, they're very good. You know, I mean, you look at them, they're, I think, second in stopping the run defensively in the conference. So we're going to get into all of that. However, UNC is one of the top defenses in this conference as well. They're number 2 against the pass. So teams can't really pass against the Bears. The Bears are getting after it. So this could be a really close football game. And then you have the Broncos and the Ravens, the first real test for Denver this year. And those of you that are voting on Teddy Bridgewater to be the number 1 priority at this stage, it blows my mind. It just absolutely, I mean, again, I get it. He has proven any of his doubters wrong through at least 3 games, but is he the number 1 priority right now, or is it Von Miller? Do you want to make sure you have Von Miller retire Bronco? He was the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. And, wow, look at this now. It's Tim Patrick, Von Miller, and Teddy Bridgewater in a 3-way tie at 28%. Cortland Sutton's coming in 4th. Melvin Gordon yet to receive a vote on this one. Through Melvin Gordon. There's a lot of players coming up for... Okay, Von Miller's leading now, just like that. Just refreshed it. 37% saying Von Miller. Tim Patrick, then Teddy Bridgewater, then Cortland Sutton. So go vote at theholeshow.com. 17 minutes after the hour. Let's get to that more on the other side. Also, kind of a look at the NFL weekend ahead. I'll get to my big story as well. More on this AAC thing and what this ultimately means for the Mountain Conference going forward. I mean, this is them basically saying, hey, we are sticking here for now, and we're going to try to make this conference stand out. All right. Busy weekend for... Well, tonight's Utah State and BYU. There's a statement. There could be a statement game for the Mountain West Conference, and I'm here for it. We'll take a short break. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Whole Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I want to thank Highland Park Lanes for sticking with us, being a part of what we're doing here on The Whole Show on a daily basis. Love that place. Great bowling alley in Greeley. So, hey, if you're thinking about getting some bowling going on tonight, Friday night action, or maybe throughout the weekend, let them know you heard about them right here on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Who's more of a priority for the Broncos as far as signing long term? Von Miller, Cortland Sutton, Teddy Bridgewater, Tim Patrick. I think that's it, right? it's crazy. Vaughn's back on the top, which is kind of where I thought it would be Cortland Sutton or Von Miller, but strangely enough, you guys are going into that quarterback side of it with Teddy Bridgewater. I think that one of those receivers to me is probably the priority right now. Cortland Sutton, probably. Now, if Teddy balls out on Sunday against the Ravens, and then they do it again on the road at Pittsburgh, and you're 5-0, and suddenly you're going, wow, Teddy is completely revived his career with the Broncos, then maybe you are considering that, saying, hey, this is his perfect fit. Maybe he's the priority. But right now, I think it's Cortland Sutton. Although Tim Patrick can certainly make a case for that. You know, at the beginning of the season, we thought, is this going to be difficult for Cortland Sutton to get an extension because you have Jerry Jeudy, you have KJ Hamler, and you wonder if you can get Tim Patrick for fairly cheap? Well, when the injuries happen now, and we, you know, we'll wait and see when Jerry Judy's going to get the green light in a couple of weeks, KJ's done. Then you suddenly go, all right, it's back to Cortland being the guy. But then you see Tim Patrick really connecting extremely well with Teddy. So it's Von Miller, 37% from the Hooligans. Then it's Tim Patrick. Then it's Teddy Bridgewater. Then it's Cortland Sutton. That's interesting. Eastside Chris texting in. I'm thinking Javonte Williams is ready to break out. They need to get that rushing attack really rolling. And it's been good. You're right. There hasn't been that breakout game. Melvin Gordon had the first game. You know, he had the 100-yard game in week one. But that was because of a long touchdown run. So you take that, and I know you can't take it out, but that was a hell of a run. But it's not like the Broncos are flat out controlling the run game. It is Teddy Bridgewater completing a lot of little passes to keep extending drives for the most part. So yeah, you really, I think this team, as it progresses into a more difficult schedule, they certainly have to get to that point where they can run the ball effectively. You know, up that yards per carry side of it. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Now, the big news of the day, of course, is that's the story of Colorado State and Air Force sticking with the Mountain West Conference. And for me personally, that's an exciting move. Not exciting, but it's a good move because I like the Mountain West Conference. As long as Boise State's there, as long as San Diego State's there. I thought it was interesting yesterday in our college football kickoff show with Chris Abshire and Kevin Lytle. Kevin had said, you know, he was talking about even the coaches being torn. Even the coaches that he had talked to were kind of like, is that the right move? Is it the right move to go to the AAC? I had posted that on Twitter the other night, and I had a lot of people saying, yeah, it's the right move. TV contracts, TV deals, way more money than what you can get with the Mountain West. That was with these teams in it, though. That was with Houston, UCF, and Cincinnati. So to me, it just felt like a lateral move. Is the grouping of what the AAC has now better than we'll have in 3 years, better than what the Mountain West Conference will have in 3 years? If assuming Boise State and San Diego State stay, and Air Force, who has a good following because of them being Air Force. It's not like Navy or Army, but they have a good following. Is it better? No. The answer for me is no. With Boise State and San Diego State, and minus Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF in the AAC, no doubt in my mind that it's the Mountain West Conference, at least in the next 3 years, the strongest of the group. So, your thoughts. Go ahead and shoot us a text. Again, on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Power to Play Sports poll question. Who's the biggest priority for the Broncos when it comes to a long-term contract? I'm ready for Sunday, man. I'm ready to see this Broncos team and see what they really got. I got my picks coming up in the second hour. Both of us picked the Broncos to lose this game at the beginning of the season. Is that right, or did you have them beating?
No, I had
the
them winning.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
So you had them starting 4-0.
Yes.
Okay. I had them losing. We'll see if I stick with that because it changes. You have your opening season picks, and you have your, you know, once you're in the season and you get to see what these teams are about. A big boost for Baltimore today that Lamar was practicing. It looks like he's going to be a go. I mean, his numbers are collectively between passing and rushing. They're off the chain, man. He has passed for 761 yards, and he's ran for 251 and two touchdowns to add to that. So he's already at the 1,000-yard mark between passing and rushing this early. That's why I say he's the most entertaining guy in all of sports, in all of football, maybe all of sports. Pretty close. 29 minutes after the hour, we're going to catch up with Ellison Hubbard. We're not doing the Crazy Carl's Ellison Hubbard show on Mondays anymore because Ellison, of course, entered the transfer portal. He is no longer a member of the Colorado State Rams football team. He is hoping to continue his football career. But, man, he's a talented guy. He's going to be in the media. He's got a football insight, so we want to continue picking his brain. So we're going to bring Ellison on coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today, 34 minutes after the hour. And joining me, this guy was in the news a little bit earlier in the week, Ellison Hubbard. Ellison, of course, has just entered the transfer portal and no longer a Colorado State Ram at this point, but looking to continue his football career. Ellison, my friend, how are you a few days after all the craziness has happened?
Brady, I'm good. I wish I could be in the studio. You know, I have free time now, but Brady, it's been a very, very, very busy week. I mean, coaches calling, getting texts and emails. So, I mean, man, it's been a hectic week, but I'm enjoying it because I now get to find a new place to be and finish off my career the right way.
Can you give us hints? I mean, what do we know at this point? How much can you actually give us?
I mean, no offers yet. Soon, I mean, most of the places come from the American Conference. And so, I had talked to a couple Power 5 schools, but, I don't know how much they really need a six-year senior because they can recruit so easily. But there's been a bunch of Conference USA and American Conference so far.
No, oh, interesting, man. We'll be excited to follow along with you. I'm sure you saw the news. I know we're going to talk some NFL, but CSU, Air Force, they're sticking with the Mountain West as well as Boise State and San Diego State. So the AAC move is not happening. So I thought this, Ellison. I thought maybe Joe Parker and obviously folks over at Air Force, they know that perhaps Boise State isn't looking to jump ship anytime soon, so maybe that's why they're sticking with it.
You know, and I totally agree with that. You know, when they saw San Diego State and Boise State were making the moves, which, I'm not bashing anybody, but I think they are a pretty, top teams in this conference, as they've proven for years. So I think that just that, seeing there's no other competition in the American Conference besides, maybe I guess you would say, honestly, I don't even know if you could really say any schools because Houston, Cincinnati and UCF left to go to the Big 12. I just think that it wouldn't be a smart idea to join in a conference who lost their big teams that you would want to have competition against when you could just play Boise and San Diego State and other teams like that in the Mountain West every year.
Yeah, and is it worth, losing your rivalries too with Wyoming, of course, being the big one. So that one's interesting. And like you said, I mean, I tweeted it the other day. I said, what's the reasoning for going to that conference? And a lot of people replied and said, well, the money, the TV deals. Yeah, but just what everything that you just said about those teams, it's like that's probably going to change without the attractiveness of having those three teams in your conference. Those contracts might change around a little bit.
I mean, it wouldn't really brighten any eyes or bring any more money because you're not playing, like I said, Cincinnati, UCF, or Houston. So, I mean, what money are you getting? And plus, I feel like you might be losing money because now you got to fly all the way to South Florida or you have to fly to go play Temple or East Carolina.
Right.
So now you're flying even further than you are here playing Utah State, Boise, teams like that. You're not, almost 2-hour flight to California. So, yeah, you're almost flying 3 hours to go play a team in Florida. It wouldn't have worked out, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. We're talking to Ellison Hubbard. We'll follow along with Ellison, too. This is a new thing for me, man. I think a lot of people were amazed because never have we got a player that entered the transfer portal or was deciding to transfer on within a couple of hours of that decision. So we kind of made some radio history thanks to your decision, Ellison.
We did, and I mean, it's been going on for days. I've seen fans, trying to pick this apart and whatnot, and I can understand why. I mean, I have people from back home, people I've talked to, for a little bit that have been saying, I'm proud of you for making the decision. I'm with you in support. So I've gotten a lot of support from a lot of people, whether they are CSU fans or not. And, it's just kind of lightning for me to be able to, make this decision now and move on knowing that I have left a pretty impactful, 5 years here at CSU.
No, I think that's the other thing. Nobody has, as far as personally, Ellison, certainly football-wise, most people say the same things as a good football player, but personally, nobody has a bad thing to say about you. So that's got to be kind of rewarding for you to look at it and say, man, at least the fan base, I know it was a tough decision. I would say 99% of the people that you talk to, you see on Twitter and stuff, understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, and they definitely do, because who wants to spend their senior year just not being able to help the team out in any way possible? You know, and I think that's where they're supporting me is, hey, you know, you really helped. I know it was a tough decision, but also it's time for a new move at some point in your life. And whether I was going to be on the team or not, I was eventually going to have to leave in December. So, you know, it just happened a lot sooner than I would have liked it to.
And one more for you on that side. So boy Tanner Schwinn on his show, NoCo Now, he had the Coloradoans' Miles Blumhardt on the show. And Miles said that he had listened to the interview. And he said, listening, you know, no, nothing bad. He just said he thought there was way more to the story. What is your response to that, my friend?
I mean, all I gave you everything from my side.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if there's more to the story, there's probably other guys you could talk to. But for me, it's my side of what I had with my personal experience leaving. So, I mean, there was nothing else more to it. And I've seen some tweets of he was just, you know, trying to be conservative or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yep.
But I was just giving my side of the story and why I was leaving. You know, I wasn't speaking for the whole team. I was just speaking for myself.
I think you're such a positive guy, though. I mean, on Monday, I don't know on Monday's show, Ellison, if you had been thinking or everything, but you were about everything. But you were so positive about this team going forward. And I know, you know, that was the first thing you told me when we talked on the phone was like, hey, I don't want to burn the bridge. I want to support Colorado State. You know, it's just if I want that realistic shot in the NFL, it's not going to come from Colorado State. It's going to have to come from somewhere else.
Yeah, and you know, I was really excited after the Iowa game. I was thinking about, you know, making that move, but you know, I was excited how they played, and when you were asking questions, and you know, I was giving you realistic answers that I believe this team can make an impact this year in the Mountain West. And whether they win it all or not, they're going to be a bowl game eligible team. And so for me, I was just like, I'm not going to be able to finish it here and have that shot. I'm going to have to take that shot somewhere else. And, you know, like I said, it's been tough to make that decision. You know, Monday talking about it kind of gave me, you know, a little chills and just, you know, like, dang, I really might make this decision to leave. But, you know, I think it's for the best.
Well, I mean, and right there, a guy that's bitter with the Rams, is he going to say, hey, I think they're a bowl-eligible team? I mean, so,
yeah
you're everything you said, man, and like I said, there could be, who knows, there could be stuff going on with other players, but like you said, for the most part, it is what it is. If you want your shot, you know it's going to be somewhere else. Got a nice text, Noob, saying, once a Ram, always a Ram. Good luck, Ellison.
Always a Ram.
Yeah,
thank
dude.
You.
I mean, people are definitely behind you, and they want to see what you're... This is what this transfer portal is all about. And I thought it was interesting. Even Steve Adazio said, you know, he said some interesting things first, of course, in a press conference. He said, I think he said something along the lines of, you know, it's an interesting concept to walk out on your team like that, but I do understand, you know, if you're fifth year senior, where you're coming from. I guess for me personally, I didn't like that because, dude, coaches leave their teams every single day. they leave for more money as soon as they can.
And I did not like that either. My family didn't like that. Yeah, you know, I'm sure a lot of people did not like that on Twitter because, you know, how would we be walking out on our team if we stayed here for 5 years, we stayed through the summer, through the spring, through the first four games? How do we walk out on a team when we have no other choice but to make that decision that was best for us? If I could have stayed and had a whole another year afterwards, I would have done that. But, you know, with this recruiting process and how everything is so shorthanded when signing and going on, you know, if I would have stayed on the team and then let's say I would have redshirted, stayed on the team, I would have had to finish out the season, and then right at the season I would have had maybe less than a month to figure out what school I would like to go to early enroll and be ready for that next season, rather when I can just make that decision now and have multiple schools to look at to find the one that's best fit for me.
Yeah, so, no, I don't disagree with it. You know, I mean, there's going to be certain scenarios where I go, wow, that guy just transferred out in the middle of the season. Your situation, especially because of the Iowa game and what you were basically told, hey, you could sit out. And you're like, I'm going to sit out, but I might as well take that time really delving in to a school.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do that if you were sitting out as a member of the Colorado State Rams, right?
Exactly. I couldn't do that. I would have had to stay committed to the team, practice, and do all that. There's no talking to coaches. That is against the NCAA rules. And so, therefore, I was like, I might have to make this move and just find the schools now while you know, the coaches even said from other schools, you know, you have a lot of time to think now instead of rush, and you know, your head's all bobbled up, and you're like, ooh, okay, now let's say I were to get an offer from, like, a big-time school. Oh, well, I got this offer, I'm going to take it, and then possibly be in the same situation. So,
yeah. You know. Yeah, no, I'm with you, my friend. Appreciate you. And we, like I said, we love having you on, and I want to get your NFL stuff here. I want to start talking a little NFL with you. I promise, yeah. I won't break down the transfer portal every single week. But it's, I'm telling you, it's interesting stuff, though, my friend. It certainly is.
It is. It's definitely interesting. But, you know, it's a lifelong, you know, travel people have to make, so. And that's what I'm doing.
I love it, man. And we wish you the best of luck, and we'll certainly keep in touch. Pats, yeah. Bucks this weekend coming up. That's the big game that's getting a lot of people's attention. But I don't think I'm thinking that Chargers-Raiders game, that's going to be the big one for me. I know the Pats-Bucks, Tom Brady's going back home. Mm-hmm. He could break the passing yards record and all that stuff.
Which, if you saw, it's supposed to be a high-priced game, you know, buying tickets and whatnot. I heard it was like thousands of dollars. I mean, if you're paying $1,000 to watch that, you're really a diehard football fan. But, I mean, I think it's going to be a good game. I think Belichick's going to bring everything he has against Tom Brady. But, you know, Tom Brady's going to do Tom Brady things because he is the GOAT. And it might come down to Tom Brady winning that game. I think it's going to be close, just like the Chargers and Raiders, because the Raiders have showed to be a pretty good team. And as I said before, the Raiders are a fourth-quarter fighting team. Even if they got to go into overtime, you're going to have to bring it all you have. And I think the Chargers and them, they're going to, just like how the Chargers played against the Cowboys, they're going to have to get ready to play like that against the Raiders.
Yeah, that one I'm really looking forward to, those two games. Of course, we got Broncos-Ravens this week. This is what everybody's saying it, right? The true test for the Broncos. We did just get this news that Lamar Jackson is ready to go. He is practicing today. I think Lamar Jackson is the most electrifying man in sports. So I think he's a game changer.
Well, now Von Miller is playing and stepping up now after his injury. So, you know, Lamar might have to watch out for Von Miller coming in that backfield. But as we said on Monday, you know, it's kind of fool's gold. Their previous games tonight or this weekend is the weekend. They show if this fool's gold or not. And, you know, I think the Broncos might be ready to play against this Ravens team. I really do.
All right, so let me get some picks from you then. Are you picking the Broncos to beat the Ravens?
You know, I'm going to go with the Broncos on this.
Wow.
I think I'm going to go with the Broncos on this. I said it was fool's gold, but I really believe that they have a squad that can come out here and give the Ravens a good game and probably an L after the end of the night.
Wow. Colfax is loving that because I think I can tell what pick you made already, Colfax. No spoiler alert. He had the Broncos starting 4-0 at the beginning of the season, so we're going to find out what he had. Yeah, look at him. He's like a wizard over there, man. All right, so do you have your big three, the games that you're looking at that you're going to give me a lock? I want the Hubbard locks of the weekend coming up.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of the Pats and Bucks, I think I'm going with the Bucks here. I think the Bucks just have a lot of firepower. And I just don't think the Patriots are going to be ready to handle Tampa Bay. But it's going to be a fight. But I'm going with Tampa Bay on that one. And then number two, I'm going with I think I'm going to go with the Raiders on this. I know I chose the Raiders against the Ravens the first time, and
won that. Yes,
you did. I re-looked at the poll, and everybody chose the Ravens. But the Raiders showed up, so I'm thinking the Raiders are going to show up this game. And like I said, it's going to be a slugfest for four quarters. But I think the Raiders are going to pull it out because that's the type of team they are, and that's what they're showing in the past three games. And then for my final one, I had to choose my home team. They won last week against the Giants. So I believe the Falcons are going to beat the Jets in London, you know, at 10 a.m. So I'm all in on the Falcons winning that game. That's my top three.
I love it. Bucks, Raiders, Falcons. All right, so I'm going to write this down. We're going to tweet this out. We're going to track along with you and see how well you do.
Brady, are you going to go opposite of me?
Okay, so the ones I'm looking at, I'm definitely looking at that Monday night game. I'm with you on Raiders, Chargers. So I'm going Raiders as well. On that side of it, I'll take some different games outside.
Okay.
So Seahawks, Seattle's going to San Francisco. That one's interesting. Me, 49ers are 3-point favorites. I'm going to go with Seattle to get things right.
Okay.
On this side, yeah, they had a tough loss against Minnesota. They're 1-2. They do not want to start 1-3. And
yeah.
This one here, I've went back and forth. Cleveland and Minnesota. That's an interesting game.
Cleveland still.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going with Browns. So I got Browns, Raiders, Seahawks. You got Bucks.
Okay.
Bucks, Raiders, Falcons. So we'll see how we do, man.
Yeah, we'll see how we do. And then if you put a poll out there, I hope people agree with me. But if they vote against me, they'll only be the ones when I have my picks in there and they win. And they're going to be like, Ellison's a genius. I don't want to take credit, though.
We'll call him Hubbard and Hull's six-pack of picks. We'll come up with something there fancy, right?
Some name. Maybe fans can decide.
Yeah, we'll let them come up with something.
Yeah.
Ellison, we thank the world of you, man. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Do your homework for your next three picks, because I'm expecting a big record from you.
Yeah, I'm expecting a record too. I hope I can go undefeated.
I do too. Hey, you can't win them all if you don't win these first three, right?
So. Yes, exactly.
CSU's off this weekend. How about your best friends in Boulder? Do the Buffs beat USC this weekend?
Wow, I have some friends going to that game. You know. CU has played good, but then when they lost to Minnesota like that, you know, I think they're going to have a good game against USC. I think they could pull it off after USC's loss to Oregon State, and they don't have a head coach currently. I think CU could pull this win.
All right, man. There you go.
Yeah.
And I know you don't really pay attention to the Big Sky Conference, so just throw it out there based on nothing. Montana State, UNC's on the road at Montana State. Do the Bears win one?
You know, I've been talking to UNC. I think they might try to offer me, but I think they might take this dub against Montana State this weekend.
You got some inside scoop right there. And, hey, that'd be I already joked with you, man. Come on over here.
Yeah.
Come on. Get on over here. The water's just fine.
Be a bear?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. That'd be
a thought. All right, man. We appreciate you, dude. And have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. You too, Brady.
All right, my friend. That's Ellison Hubbard. I love that guy. He's a great dude. And we wish him the best of luck on his journey in the transfer portal. 12:51 the time. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number one. We got Football Friday coming up. Broncos, Ravens, Colfax is like adamant. The Broncos are starting 4-0, and the world will know Teddy Bridgewater's name forever. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. From On the Rocks Liquor, we got our game beer of the week that we put out there each and every week. This one's from New Belgium Brewing, Fat Tire. Pick up selections from New Belgium or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can also use the drive-through at On the Rocks Liquor. And hey, they got this alcohol-infused ice cream by La Creme. It is fantastic. So you can stop by, try that out. It's delicious and refreshing. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Football Friday coming up in the second hour. We're going to break it down for you. What do the Broncos have to do to start off 4-0 on this young season? And this whole prove it notion. I mean, can we put it all to bed if the Broncos find a way to beat Baltimore at home? You got CU taking on USC at home. Can the Buffs get it right offensively? And then the Bears, they come off a huge win against Northern Arizona. Can they follow that up against a top-tier team in the Big Sky Conference in Montana State? A lot to talk about. We'll get to it next. We'll be right back.